Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're talking about in this part of the program about a the concept of moderate, being moderate, period. But this particular reporter is talking about moderate Islam as an oxymoron. I mean, think about that. Ibrahim, he's actually talking about on this video you're about to see from CBN about how it's just it's an oxymoron. And it really is. It's very serious to understand that it really is. And it makes just common sense when you think about it. And it just contradicts the reality. In other words, it doesn't exist in the context of a true believer in Islam who believes the full that Muhammad is truly the prophet from their God that brings down, you know, you either believe him or you don't. Mm-hmm. In regards to talking to, you know, John Stemberger in the Florida's attorney in Florida and with his organization that, you know, we were talking to him and I was, you know, asking all these questions. I love to ask these kind of questions to people who love the Lord and they're trying to mm-hmm. see how this thing can all work out. And because the conflicts that are taking place and they want to build a tower, for example, Islam wants to build a tower where 9/11. Mm-hmm. A place like a mosque. You know, why would you want to build a mosque? Right. I mean, why even bring that up mm-hmm. right now? Because it's significant. It means something. But the whole thing is that, you know, in regards to what Ibrahim's talking about here, that it's an oxymoron. But I was talking to John Stemberger about that, and John was explaining things. And I said, so he says that the only hope, the hope for America to work as it is to have moderates, you know, moderate Muslims and moderate Christians. And you have to understand this. Jesus calls a moderate Christian a lukewarm Christian, right? And that Revelation, right. What's the scripture say? Revelation.
Revelation 3:16, and it says, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth."
So think about that. I mean, moderate in God is not something you want to be.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, you want to be moderate. Is like, you know, you're not hot and you're not cold. You got a little bit. You got a half of the world in you and half of God's things inside of you.
I'm moderately in love with you.
I'm moderate.
I'm not
right,
all the way.
Right.
You know.
You can go home and try that today.
Try that with your
try
wife.
That.
Yeah, right.
Your spouse.
Or your spouse and all. And so listen to this. What he's talking. I think it's just so timely because we have to understand. And of course, if that's what they believe, you know, that's what you believe.
Right.
But to say that being moderate is the hope is like because what he's talking about here is so important is. Because a moderate cannot contradict an extremist who extremely believes fully what the Quran says because mm-hmm. they would be coming against their own, and so you don't see a moderate stand up and come against a full believer,
sure.
a hot believer in the Quran because they know they were coming against the very Quran that they say that they believe. But think about it, even in Islam, meaning the word Islam means submission. Mm. So to say that you're a moderate Muslim means I moderately submit.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Which they would say you're not even Muslim at all.
Right. I mean, it's just like telling your boss, you're like, they lay the rules out. He or she lays the rule out. I said, well, I'm going to moderately obey those rules.
Right.
Right. And so as you're looking for new work, you're going to be able to understand the expectation was for you to actually fully follow that. And it's just an expectation, just standard. Well, understanding what Sharia law is, which is the Quran is the law. And that's how, you know, somebody who is loyal to Islam would see it. That's why it's so difficult for them to come up. And you say, the big question is in America, truly, if you're an loyal American, wouldn't you stand up and say, but that's not right no matter what it is? And it's like, I can't because it's written in the Quran.
Right.
They actually just believed fully in what the Quran said. Now, this is the question. As Christians, what do we do? What do we believe? And we need to get in and say, you know what? I need to get into the Word of God and find I want to be not a moderate Christian. I want to be loyal to Jesus Christ, which is a lover of man's soul. Out of all the gods out there, and there is no God besides God, whose son is Jesus Christ, this is the truth. God loved you so much that he gave his son. He laid down his life for you. He died for you. that you can have a relationship with him. He's the only God that laid down his life to show you how much he loves you. And his Father brought him up from the grave, raised him from the dead. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father to let you know you can be truly in the family of God through the Messiah, through Jesus Christ today. Find out more at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.